You know, it's like every time you scroll through your feed, it seems like every the article is about AI disrupting something else. It's kind of overwhelming. But today we're diving into how AI is changing the game in software development.
Exciting
We're gonna
stuff.
like really get into what this means for businesses and, you know, the apps that we use every day and even maybe our own careers. So to help us make sense of it all, we've got a couple of great sources. We're looking at a blog post by Sean Van Tine. It's called AI Drives Faster, Higher Quality, Customer-Centric Product Development Lifecycle Innovation. It's a mouthful. And then we also have this McKinsey & Company article called How an AI-Enabled Software Product Development Lifecycle Will Fuel Innovation.
Sounds good.
And just to like give you a little preview, we're going to be talking about products that are built around what customers actually need, like right from day one. And we're also going to be exploring the idea of product managers becoming like product CEOs with AI as their strategic partner. And maybe the most exciting thing is that AI could actually help those like truly groundbreaking ideas make it to market, you know, instead of just getting lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
So I think one of the things that really jumped out at me when I was reading these articles was how AI is addressing one of the biggest pain points for traditional software development,
What's that?
which is the siloed approach.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like you have these separate teams for design and development and testing, and each team kind of has its own priorities and timelines. And then inevitably things get lost in translation,
Yeah, for sure.
which leads to delays and products that just don't quite hit the mark.
I mean, think about it. You've got all these separate teams and they're all working in their own little
Van
silos.
Tine actually has this visual in his blog post that shows exactly what this looks like.
Oh, wow.
It's like this tangled web of boxes and arrows.
Oh, my gosh.
It makes you wonder how anything ever got built this way.
Yeah, it was definitely a slow process, but AI brings this whole new level of integration and data-driven decision making.
So McKinsey highlights five fundamental changes that AI brings to the software development lifecycle.
Okay, let's hear him.
So number one, faster time to market.
Got it.
Number two, delivering customer value sooner.
Makes sense.
Three more good ideas actually seeing the light of day.
That's huge.
Number four, product managers evolving into those product CEOs we were talking about. And five, quality ethically becoming a core focus throughout the entire
So
process.
it's not just about speed then, it's a total transformation. Okay, I'm intrigued, but how does AI actually do all of that?
Is it just automating a few tasks or is it something more profound?
It's definitely more than just automation, although that's a big part of it. I mean, imagine AI handling things like sifting through customer feedback, analyzing market trends, even managing project timelines and resources.
So like a super-powered research assistant who never gets tired or misses a detail.
Exactly, and probably makes fewer typos than you do. Just saying.
So this is how AI helps create products that are truly centered around customer needs, like from the very beginning.
Right from the get-go.
So it can analyze thousands of customer reviews and support tickets, even social media posts, and identify patterns and needs that humans might just completely miss.
It's almost like mind reading.
But for like the entire customer base.
Exactly, and that's what fuels innovation.
So both Van Tine and McKinsey talk about this, how knowing what customers want, even before they can articulate it, allows companies to create products that are not just useful, but genuinely groundbreaking. So we're not just talking about making slightly better versions of what's already out there. AI could help us solve problems we didn't even know we had.
That's pretty powerful.
It is, and it all comes down to AI's ability to process information at a scale and speed that humans just can't match.
But it raises an interesting question. You mentioned AI helping those groundbreaking ideas make it to market. But how does that actually happen?
Because in the traditional model, even the best ideas can get bogged down in bureaucracy or just totally lost in the noise.
Exactly like those suggestion box ideas that end up gathering dust in a forgotten corner. But AI can change that by empowering teams to rapidly prototype and test ideas in a virtual environment. So Van Tine talks about how this allows for a much wider range of possibilities to be explored without the time and expense of traditional development methods.
So it's like having a digital sandbox where you can try out all sorts of crazy ideas.
Exactly.
Without any real-world consequences if they fail.
Precisely. And because AI can analyze the data from these experiments,
right,
and provide unbiased feedback,
okay,
it can help teams make more objective decisions about which ideas are actually worth pursuing.
So it's like having a neutral third party weighing in.
Yeah.
Van Tine even points out how AI can prevent those pet project biases that sometimes creep into decision making.
Yeah, everyone has their favorites.
Okay, so AI is helping us build better products faster.
Yeah.
And with the customer at the heart of it all.
Sounds like a win-win.
But I have to admit.
What's that?
I'm a little worried about what this means for the humans involved in software development.
Okay. I understand.
Are we all going to be replaced by robots?
That's a common concern.
Right.
But I think Van Tine's concept of the product CEO offers a more nuanced perspective.
Okay, tell me more.
He argues that AI won't replace product managers.
Interesting.
It will empower them to become even more strategic and influential.
So instead of getting bogged down in the day-to-day details,
yeah,
they can focus on the big picture.
Exactly, the overall vision for the product.
And AI provides them with the tools and insights to do that effectively.
Right, like AI-powered dashboards that track user behavior in real time.
Cool.
Algorithms that predict market trends. Even tools that help them rapidly prototype new features and create compelling marketing materials.
It sounds like product managers are getting a serious upgrade.
They are.
Almost like becoming the CEO of their product line.
In a way, yes.
And this shift towards end-to-end accountability is key.
Right.
Van Tine emphasizes how AI allows product managers to track the impact of their decisions, gather data-driven feedback.
Yeah.
And constantly iterate and improve their products.
So it's a much more dynamic and data-driven approach to product development.
Okay, so we've got AI streamlining the development process, helping us build better products, and even empowering product managers.
That's a lot.
But what about the actual quality of the software?
Good
point. I mean, we've all experienced those frustrating bugs, security vulnerabilities, and accessibility issues that plague even the most popular apps.
Right.
Can AI help with that too?
Absolutely. No. This is where AI's ability to analyze code and identify potential problems becomes crucial.
Okay, so give me some examples.
Things like automated code compliance checks.
Okay.
Vulnerability scanning.
Got it.
And even building in accessibility features right from the start.
So instead of trying to patch things up later.
Yeah.
AI is helping us build quality and security into the very fabric of the software from day one.
Exactly. Van Tine highlights how AI can set enterprise-wide security and compliance guidelines across all code repositories.
Right.
Ensuring that every developer is working within a secure and compliant framework from the get-go.
That's huge.
Right? It's a huge step forward in preventing those costly and embarrassing security breaches that we hear about all the time.
And it sounds like this focus on building in quality from the beginning aligns perfectly with what McKinsey calls a holistic transformation of the software development lifecycle.
I agree.
It's not just about isolated improvements.
Right.
It's about changing the entire mindset and approach to development.
AI isn't just about making things faster or cheaper.
Right.
It's about fundamentally shifting the way we think about building software.
With quality and customer value at the forefront.
Yeah, exactly.
This is all incredibly insightful.
Thanks.
But let's just pause for a moment and give our listeners a chance to process everything we've covered so far.
Okay, sounds good.
When we come back, we'll explore the implications of all of this for the future of software development.
Okay. Looking forward to it.
And what it means for everyone involved.
All right. See you in a bit.
All right. So we've talked about how AI is going to totally transform software development.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
But let's get real for a sec.
Okay.
How is all of this going to affect the average software developer?
Right.
I mean, some people are worried that their skills are going to be obsolete.
Yeah, I get that. It's understandable to be concerned about that.
Right.
But I think it's more helpful to think of AI as augmenting developers' capabilities.
Okay.
Rather than replacing them altogether.
So instead of eliminating jobs, it's more about changing the nature of those jobs.
Exactly. Think about all the tedious tasks that developers have to deal with right now.
Yeah, like what?
Things like debugging code.
Right.
Writing documentation.
Right.
Even just keeping up with all the latest tools and frameworks.
It's a lot.
AI can automate a lot of that stuff.
Okay.
Which frees up developers to focus on more strategic and creative work.
So it's like AI is taking care of all the grunt work.
Yeah.
So developers can be the architects and visionaries.
I like that analogy.
Thanks.
And the developers who really thrive in this new world are going to be the ones who are constantly learning, adapting to new technologies, and really focusing on those uniquely human skills that AI just can't replicate.
So, like, what kind of skills are we talking about?
Things like creativity.
Okay.
Critical thinking.
Got it.
And complex problem solving.
So software development is becoming more about strategy and innovation and less about just churning out code.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about developers, but what about the people who actually use the software?
The users.
Yeah. How is AI-driven development going to change the software that we interact with every day?
Well, imagine software that is truly intuitive and personalized.
Okay.
Like, it adapts to your needs and preferences seamlessly.
Cool.
Think about all those times when you're trying to find a specific feature in an app.
Oh, yeah.
And you just can't figure it out. AI could actually anticipate your needs and guide you to the right place.
So it's like having a personal assistant built into every app.
Exactly. And this personalization goes beyond just navigation.
Okay. Yes.
AI could tailor the entire user experience to your individual needs and goals.
Wow.
Whether you're using the software for work or entertainment or anything in between.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
But let's talk about something a little less exciting.
Okay.
But still really important.
What's that?
Bugs and glitches.
Ugh, yeah.
Will AI help make software more reliable and less prone to errors?
Absolutely. AI can handle tasks like code analysis and vulnerability detection.
Right.
So we should see a significant reduction in those annoying crashes and security vulnerabilities.
That would be amazing.
And performance issues, too.
So basically, less time troubleshooting and more time actually enjoying the software.
Exactly.
And everyone would love that.
And it leads to another really important point.
Okay.
AI has the potential to make software more accessible and inclusive.
Right. We talked about that earlier.
Yeah, building in accessibility features from the ground up.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit more?
Sure. So think about features like text-to-speech,
okay,
screen readers,
yeah,
and adaptive interfaces.
Got it.
In the past, these features were often added as an afterthought.
Yeah, sometimes not even at all.
Right. But with AI, they can be integrated into the software right from the beginning.
So a more inclusive experience for everyone.
Exactly.
So it's not just about making existing features better. It's about creating a digital world that's truly accessible to everyone.
That's the goal.
That's a pretty amazing vision.
It is. And it highlights how AI isn't just about efficiency. It's about using technology to create a more equitable society.
That's a great point.
Oh.
But let's be realistic for a minute. While AI offers incredible potential,
yeah,
there's going to be some challenges along the way.
Of course.
What are some of the potential pitfalls we should be aware of?
Well, one concern is making sure that AI systems are developed and deployed responsibly, with a focus on fairness, transparency, and accountability.
So it's not enough to just build cool technology.
Right.
We need to make sure it's used in a way that benefits everyone.
Exactly. And that requires a collaborative effort between policymakers, industry leaders, and the public.
So a conversation that needs to happen at all levels of society.
Yes, exactly.
And as we navigate this new territory,
mm-hmm,
we can't lose sight of the human element.
Absolutely. Technology should serve humanity, not the other way around.
I completely agree. The future of software development isn't just about code.
Right.
It's about people.
Mm-hmm.
It's about using technology to empower individuals.
Yeah.
Create opportunities and build a better future for everyone.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
This has been an incredible conversation.
I agree.
But I think we need to give our listeners a moment to digest everything.
Yeah, that's a lot to take in.
When we come back, we'll wrap up our deep dive with some final thoughts and key takeaways.
Sounds good. I'll see you in a few.
All right, so we are back. And I got to say, my head is kind of spinning.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Like, we've covered faster development cycles, products that are like tailor-made for each person,
mm-hmm,
the product CEO thing, and even how AI could make software more accessible for everybody.
It's a whole new world.
Yeah. So let's take a step back and think about, like, the big picture.
Okay.
What does all this mean for the future of software itself?
You know, I think the key here is that AI is changing the whole relationship between humans and technology.
Okay. So how so?
We're moving away from thinking of software as just a tool.
Right.
And we're starting to see it as more of a partner,
okay,
like a collaborator or even an extension of our own abilities.
So it's not just about automation anymore.
No, it's about a deeper connection between humans and machines.
Okay, so as AI gets smarter and more integrated into our lives, what can we expect to see?
Well, I think we can expect software that's not only more powerful and efficient, but also more intuitive, personalized, even empathetic.
empathetic software?
Yeah, like software that can actually understand and respond to our emotions.
Okay, so like what would that look like?
Well, imagine a world where your software learns your preferences and anticipates your needs.
Okay.
And even changes its behavior based on how you're feeling.
Wow.
Like imagine a productivity app that can sense when you're stressed out.
Oh, wow.
And then it automatically adjusts its interface to help you focus.
So it's like having a built-in therapist for your software.
Kinda, yeah.
That's wild.
And this kind of personalization could go way beyond productivity apps.
Okay, like what else?
Think about educational software that adapts to each student's learning style.
Okay.
Or healthcare apps that can monitor your vital signs.
Uh-huh.
Even entertainment platforms that suggest content based on your mood.
So AI could transform not just how we build software, but also how we live and learn and work and play.
Absolutely.
So it's not just about making things faster or cheaper.
Right.
It's about using technology to make our lives better in every way.
That's the idea.
Well, I think that about wraps up our deep dive into AI-driven product development.
Yeah, it's been a great conversation.
I have learned so much, and I hope our listeners have too.
Me too.
You know, we've talked about a lot of exciting possibilities.
We have.
But it's important to remember that we're still in the early stages of this AI revolution.
Yeah, there's still a lot to figure out.
And the future of software is still being written.
It is.
And we all have a role to play in shaping it.
So what's the most important thing for people to remember?
I think the most important thing is to stay informed and engaged.
Right.
AI is going to have a huge impact on all of our lives.
Yeah, for sure.
And we need to make sure that it's used in a way that benefits everyone.
That's a great point.
So keep learning. Keep asking questions. And let's work together to create a future where technology empowers us all.
I like that.
That's it for this episode of The Deep Dive.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.